FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and guess what? It's April 2nd. Hopefully you had a happy Easter and a happy April Fool's Day. Don't usually get to celebrate the two on the same day. Maybe it's the maker's way of playing a joke on all of us. I don't know. But as always, if you want to participate in the show, we'd love to hear from you. Two ways to do it. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com, or use the hotline 914-424-4142. We'll play your message if it's appropriate. So, talked about killing the deep state. Dr. Jerome Corsi was on the show talking about his newest book. It was yet to be released. It's been released. Although if you were watching the mainstream media, you would think, gee, Dr. Jerome who? And Dr. Corsi, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on.
It's great to be back with you. Thank you, Kerry.
Hey, so, you know, Wikipedia calls you a conspiracy theorist, best known for two New York Times best-selling books, which I think New York Times ripped this book off the bestseller list, The Obama Nation and Unfit for Command. So you're a conspiracy theorist who just happens to write best-selling books. I guess you've been putting it over on a lot of people for a long time, haven't you?
Well, if you believe Wikipedia, I mean, it's impossible to correct Wikipedia because the hard lefties, the intolerant extremists just change it back to being as negative as possible. So I ignore Wikipedia, but those have been my two number one New York Times bestsellers. I've had six. The number ones were Unfit for Command, which I co-authored with John O'Neill in 2004, and then The Obama Nation in 2008.
Right. So, obviously, you're a public person. You've been out there. Your latest book, Killing the Deep State, and I've got it right here in front of me. I think you really got to take a look at this book because I think what you've done, Dr. Corsi, is you've really put together an indictment, if you will, of the whole thing, what happened during the election that, you know, the Russian mongering and all that, that's all been, it's all been kind of put together in one easy place for easy reading. Again, the book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. And, you know, the book, like New York Times, doesn't exist. You've been written out of the script, if you will, Dr. Corsi.
Well, one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Deep State is I wanted to show the smoking gun evidence against the FBI. I mean, when you read the book, you're going to be stunned. It's clear that there was an actual coup d'etat is still ongoing against President Trump. And clearly the New York Times, which is in part owned by Carlos Slim, you know, Mexican, hard left, does not want anything published on its bestseller list that isn't in love with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And clearly this book is not. This book shows compelling evidence in Killing the Deep State that Barack Obama is still very actively and secretly working behind the scenes to oust President Trump, that he's really like the Wizard of Oz behind the screen. He's got a couple of operatives like Valerie Jarrett, who's moved into this mansion that Barack and Michelle Obama bought in Washington, D.C., and they're working night and day to undercut the Trump presidency.
Yeah, well, you know, in the beginning, there was definitely a rough patch for the Trump presidency. But now it seems like all their efforts really kind of appear futile, falling upon deaf ears. Look, you got the tax cut, which is becoming more popular by the day. There was some disinformation that said 80% of the people weren't even seeing a cut in their taxes or an increase in their pay as a result of it. You see this all over the place. Do you think that Trump has turned the corner?
Well, I think that Trump, first of all, what I point out in Killing the Deep State is that this whole coup d'etat is running out of gas. The plotters in the department, within the FBI, like the smoking gun, emails between Strozek, who was head of the counterintelligence section, and his lover, Lisa Page, the attorney, in Andrew McCabe's office. He was deputy director of the FBI, in which they say that, you know, they hate the idea that Trump might win, and if he does, they have to have this insurance policy to impeach him. The insurance policy looks like it's the Fusion GPS dossier, which the FBI knew was a lie, could not validate, could not authenticate, but yet, and Comey admits this in his testimony to the Congress under oath, but yet he took it under his signature at least three times in the FISA court to get electronic surveillance permission over Trump's campaign. So even Comey was lying, either to the Congress or to the FISA court. And, you know, what you're going to find in reading Killing the Deep State is that if all that Mueller can prosecute is 13 wacky Russians that posted some on social media and did not impact the campaign, we spent, you know, a couple of years here on a Democratic Party lie that really is a crime because it fostered a lot of criminal behavior. What I call the deep state, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the FBI, a lot of holdovers of the Obama administration. We now know even reached into the White House chief of staff and Harry Reid, all promoting this lying narrative in order to have a cause for impeaching Donald Trump. And it looks like it failed.
It's madness. It's really, it's like something out of a, you know, a spy novel. It's shocking in its audacity. Talk about the audacity of hope, the audacity of the coup. It's amazing that they acted so openly and brazenly because, look, you know that everything you do on the internet, everything you do on your smartphone, every text you send, every text you receive is getting checked in someplace and archived. And they had no compunction, Dr. Corsi, about openly condemning Trump and conspiring by text message. It's
really pretty shocking. I think the only explanation I make it in the book and in Killing the Deep State is that these traitors, and they are traitors in sedition, I think all the way up to Barack Obama, because the information from the electronic surveillance was brought into the White House, the names were unmasked, they were leaked to the press. I can't believe that happened without Obama's knowledge and approval. These crimes are sedition and treason because they were attempting to deny Donald Trump the presidency. The electronic surveillance continued through the transition into the Trump White House. And I think Donald Trump, you know, the purpose of the book is really not just to explain the corruption, the sedition, the treason within the deep state in its New World Order detesting of the United States Constitution, America First. They hate this idea. But it's also killing the deep state, which is the title of the book, because I show how I believe President Trump is going to win. There's going to be a counterattack launched. And these Obama-Clinton traitors did not ever think Hillary was going to lose. It's the only reason they put so much on the record.
Hey, you know, it's so shocking, the things that they said. And, you know, things that you would be careful saying to a relative who you were sure wasn't going to say anything. Yet there they are on the network, on Verizon or AT&T, whatever carrier they had, really conspiring, saying shocking things that, you know, you just couldn't make this stuff up, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and this is the reason Killing the State has been, you know, Killing the Deep State is, my book has been banned by all the major networks. You're not going to see it on ABC, NBC, CBS, even though it's turning out to be one of the best-selling books of the whole Trump presidency. It's been number one in any number of categories in Amazon. Yet I'm not going to even get an interview on any, not with the New York Times or the Washington Post, because none of these Hillary and Obama loving, I mean, this extreme left, the hard left, I'm calling it now the hate left because of its intolerance. They're not going to want anyone to read Killing the Deep State, so they're suppressing knowledge of it, including banning it from the New York Times bestseller list, even though I outsold half of the books that are on that list.
Yeah, well, you know somebody by the enemies they keep, right? And clearly you've got an enemy in the Times. You know, when we look at what's unfolding, it seems to me, you know, the portrayal of Trump by the mainstream media is an ignoramus, a boor, a buffoon, can't put two thoughts together to form, you know, a paragraph. And yet, it looks like, if you believe what's happening on outlets such as the Conservative Treehouse, there is a very coordinated strategy taking place to unmask all these people. It's obvious that certain people are talking because they're still there and they were in the heart of the conspiracy. So the only reason they've been kept on is because they've agreed to cooperate. They probably sign cooperation agreements like Bruce Orr. He's been demoted twice, but he's still a DOJ employee. Strozek is there. Page is there. Priestlap is there. All these people are still there who, by all rights, probably should have been terminated a long time ago. There's a lot more going on here beneath the surface, Dr. Corsi, than meets the eye, isn't there?
Well, the counterattack is just going to be beginning now, and I write about this. Donald Trump, if you believe the less characterization of Donald Trump or of us, you know, the deplorables, look at all the things. This is how wacky the left has gotten. They're off the cliff, as I pointed out, in killing the deep state. The Democratic Party is now controlled by the what would be considered in Europe communists and socialists. I mean, you've got Tom Perez, who's a La Raza lawyer, and Keith Ellison, who's black Muslim, running the Democratic Party. This is so off the cliff, you know, the average American can't comprehend how extreme these people are. And yet, you know, it's no surprise to me that my book, as Killing the Deep State, is gaining in the charts. They come out with Comey's book. Character Comey's book, you know, and the media immediately fawns all over him saying, you know, a higher standard. And well, Comey lied. He lied either to the Congress in saying this fusion GPS was scurrilous and could not be validated, which he said under oath, or he lied when he submitted it to the FISA court three times and said this was part of the reason they wanted to do electronic surveillance of Donald Trump. So this guy Comey better watch everything he says in his book tour, because yeah, it's being recorded and it'll be used against him. The guy is lying through his teeth. Oh, well. And, you know, he's been lying through his teeth from the very beginning. It's disgusting. And I point this out, that the mainstream media is out there to they don't want you to read Killing the Deep State. And they're going to do everything they can, because it does outline the plan that Donald Trump is going to use, ultimately, I believe, to bring treason and sedition charges against even Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
That's a bridge too far, perhaps, but certainly, by what you've said in your book, Dr. Corsi, it seems likely. You know, Comey also said that Flynn didn't lie, and then he was arrested for lying. And it appears that the 302 field reports that were filed by the agents who interviewed him were altered, perhaps. That's the rumor. I haven't seen proof of it yet. But would it surprise you?
Well, in fact, you've got this new judge. Remember, the judge who was in the Flynn case, Contreras, was on the FISA court, and he also was the buddy of Peter Strozek. They were going to get together with him at cocktail parties to influence him, which, again, is another crime. I mean, influencing judges when you've got a case before them.
That's a no-no. Ex-party communications before a judge who's supposed to be impartial, you have to disclose them to your adversary. If you don't, there's an appearance of impropriety. As I'm speaking as a recovering attorney here, you gotta disclose these contacts. It happens all the time. Trust me on that one. And you'd be amazed how corrupt the judiciary is. But here they've been caught with their pants down, a judicial offense.
And the new judge, Judge Marshall, who's come in, has done a remarkable thing on his own petition in the Flynn case. He's demanded the Brady evidence be heard. And the Brady evidence is anything the prosecution has which would be exculpatory, which would help the defense, has to be turned over. And clearly, Marshall knows that altering the 302s, the cozying up to Judge Contreras, all these, I think, criminal improprieties conducted by the FBI and the Department of Justice in prosecuting Flynn are ultimately going to demand that Flynn be allowed to retract his guilty plea and the case be dropped. I think Mueller's entire operation, you know, here Mueller is nabbing Ted Malik, a professor, you know, at Boston Airport, coming in. He's an American citizen flying in. They nab him at the airport. They question him at the airport. They hand him a subpoena to be in the grand jury, and they seize his cell phone. I mean, this is like a bad Edward G. Robinson or Jimmy Cagney movie out of the 1930s.
You dirty rat.
Mueller's acting like he's a thug.
Well, so just going back, I believe it's Emmett Sullivan who is now the judge on the Flynn case.
Emmett Sullivan, that's right. Emmett Sullivan, that's right. Thank you very much.
And he was the judge who vindicated Ted Stevens after he was wrongfully prosecuted by the Obama Justice Department, or I believe it was them, or even the Bush, started under Bush. And as a result of Ted Stevens' defeat, that was what allowed Obamacare to go through. So just dredging up a little history, Emmett Sullivan, I think he was appointed by Clinton, but he seems to take his oath to uphold the Constitution and to mete out justice very seriously. Those guys have got to be nervous about his appointment, because whatever the charade was, and I'd like to think that this was a setup between Trump and Flynn from the get-go to smoke out the deep state, but that would be just too devious and too Machiavellian to even contemplate. But it's beginning to look more and more like Trump has played these people for fools, and they've obliged him.
Well, I mean, Trump, everybody, you know, you referred earlier to the way that the left likes to characterize Donald Trump. Even though Donald Trump, you know, gave them a shellacking, he beat all these contestants in the Republican Party, professional politicians, then he trounced Hillary Clinton. And yet, you know, they still regard him as if he were insignificant, as if he were a buffoon. I mean, the left is absolutely in their intolerance, in their this hate left, which, by the way, I mean by that, I mean the Democratic Party, gone so completely off the pale right now, and it's radicalizing Americans and students across the country, that I think that Donald Trump, as they point out in Killing the Deep State, this new judge, Sullivan, right, his name is, I take to be a serious honest judge. And I don't think that he, on his own petition, without being requested by the defense, found it unconscionable that the Mueller criminal prosecution, Mueller is running a dirty cop. This is not only prosecutorial indiscretion, this is criminal prosecutorial indiscretion. And I believe what Judge Sullivan is going to reveal is not only going to undermine Mueller's entire operation, but submit people in his operation who deserve to be, back to the Ted Stevens case and others, like Weissman and these other corrupt cops who think they can do anything to get a prosecution. These hard left, hardcore Hillary supporting Democrats need to be in prison for their own prosecutorial criminality. We can't have criminal prosecutions. We can't have the Department of Justice acting worse than the KGB and the Stasi combined. Agreed. And that's what we've got in Mueller. And I point out in Killing the Deep State that Donald Trump has a strategy, and its strategy is going to begin to unfold. And if you read the book, Killing the Deep State, you're not only going to be shocked by the coup d'etat that hatched itself within the FBI, but Donald Trump's plan to bring justice to town and to get even military tribunals, if it's necessary, to bring Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to justice for treason.
Yeah, I think you've got a good point. I think you've persuasively made the case. And I think that anyone who underestimates Trump does so at their own peril. We're going to see a lot. Just quick review, QAnon. You know, you kind of go back and forth. I checked out all these supposed sealed indictments. There really hasn't been that much of a jump in sealed indictments.
Well, the QAnon has not said the sealed indictments are a big issue. The sealed indictments, I think, are mostly normal business. They may include a slightly disproportionate number of MS-13 and maybe child human trafficking, or human trafficking of one kind or another, because there is an increasing emphasis in the Trump administration to deal both with, you know, Jeff Sessions on dealing both with human trafficking and with MS-13. But I think that what you're seeing, what we're going to see in the political crimes committed by the deep state, the Obama Clinton holdovers, and they're going to be sorry. The Democrats are going to be sorry they ever brought up this Russia issue, because I point out a whole chapter in Killing the Deep State where Hillary and Podesta were on Putin's payroll. I give you the bank accounts, the offshore entities, the oligarchs in Russia who were paying them both. They were selling military technology to Russia during the reset, including this hypersonic technology that Russia used in this new nuclear missile we can't shoot down. And also the Uranium One scam, which, by the way, Mueller and Rosenstein participated in covering up the Russian bribery scheme that would have scotched the whole deal had the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States been allowed by Mueller and Rosenstein to know a Russian bribery scheme was already under investigation in the uranium industry by the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's so much corruption going on there. It's the stench is just breathtaking, and you can't believe, you just can't believe that it could take place, and yet here it is. It took place, and you know, the problem with bringing Hillary Clinton to justice is she literally knows too much. You know, she's the spy who knew too much, and that's going to complicate things. But you know, hey, you never know. Watching the Clintons for the past couple of decades, they've always managed to avoid justice, no matter what the charge. So,
well, they also always managed to win elections until they met Donald Trump.
Great point. Great point. So things indeed are different, more different today than they've been before. So even though your book has been blacklisted by the New York Times, Killing the Deep State is still easily available on Amazon and wherever fine books used to be sold, right?
It's in bookstores all over the country. Just look at my name, Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. The book is Killing the Deep State, subtitled The Fight to Save President Trump. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com.
All right. And we love it. We're reading it now. Well-written book, incredibly well-researched, by the way, Dr. Corsi. You've got hundreds of footnotes there. It isn't stuff you just pulled out of your head. For a conspiracy theorist, you seem to do a lot of research.
Well, you know, you can't believe what you read in WikiLeaks. I mean, not WikiLeaks, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, right?
Whatever the left writes, you know, media matters. These are just, you know, hit jobs, and these are all just it just shows how far off the ledge the left has gone. They'll lie, cheat, steal, do everything they can, even do it on the record. I think the comeuppance is going to be the criminal prosecutions and ultimately the treason trials of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Well, we can only hope, Dr. Corsi. Gee, we could go on for hours here, but I know you got to go. Your website, where do people find you on the web, Dr. Corsi?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jerome_Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and also Infowars.com, where I'm a Washington correspondent.
All right. Excellent. We follow Infowars as well. Hey, be part of the show. Email us any questions for Dr. Corsi, myself, KL@CarrieLutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz. Dr. Corsi, good luck on the book and good luck on exposing all of this. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.